listen, here is some good news, supposedly, that's coming up on credit cards.
These are important reforms to protect consumers and to bring some common sense rationality into our financial system. And the president looks forward to signing it as quickly as possible.
That, of course, is White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs talking about the much ballyhooed credit card reform bill that is going to be on the president's desk in time for him to sign it into law by Memorial Day. Now, the bill limits how credit card companies raise rates, but it still doesn't limit how much, which has led some critics to say maybe this is a toothless bill. Is it really safer now to use a credit card? We're going to go now to Donna Rosato. She is a senior writer at Money Magazine. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Great to be here.
Now, if you're a consumer, how different is it really going to be out there for credit card users after Memorial Day?
It depends on what kind of credit card user you are. If you're someone who carries a balance, this is going to be better for you. One of the things that this new bill allows you, doesn't allow them to do, the credit card companies, is to raise your rate on existing balances. And the only way they can do that is if you're significantly late, if you're more than 60 days late. So if you carry a balance and your rate's jacked up, which is, you know, has been happening a lot lately, you're going to be more protected now.
But Gibbs says rationality in the system, maybe the rationality in the system is pay as you go. And you actually looked at some people last summer who have adopted a plastic-free pay-as-you-go lifestyle. How miserable were they?
They were actually very happy people.
Really?
They were miserable when they had a lot of debt. And I interviewed dozens of people who are living without plastic. They went credit card free. And it was incredible how much less stress they had, how much more control they felt they had over their lives.
But can we really talk about a plastic free financial life, monetary life in this day and age? I mean, don't you need something for emergencies?
Well, you bring up a really good point, Catherine. You know, your credit card, if you use it properly, can help you build up a good credit score if you pay it off every month. The trouble is that if you don't pay it off every month and you rack up a lot of bills and you don't pay them, you're going to pay really steep interest. The average interest rate on a credit card is 14%.
Well, here's what I was talking to some friends about yesterday. They were saying that what you do is use a debit card, which, of course, is no interest rate and there's no charge. There may be some fees. But what you do is get a secured loan from a bank at maybe a 9% or an 8% interest rate for like $20,000 or something like that. Pay that on a low payment back, put that in a separate account and use your debit card to withdraw. Then you basically have a credit card for 9% interest and they can't change it.
And that is a great possibility if you can get that loan
right
at a low rate. And that's harder to do today. And so what I talk to folks is, and you're seeing this now, that people want to save more money and spend less on their credit cards. And you can do that. But the simple way to start doing that is to stop using your credit cards.
Well, I was going to say, even if you have the debit card, we still get to the difference of how different is life if you're using cash instead of a little piece of plastic.
It's going to be less convenient because you're going to have to plan your card, your purchases in advance. If you have plastic with you, this is the difference that it makes. If you have a credit card or even a debit card, it makes it really easy. It's very convenient. You whip it out of your wallet and you can pay. You don't have to give it a lot of thought because you've got some money in your bank account or you have the short-term loan with your credit card. When it's cash, you have to plan ahead. If you're buying something that's more than $50, you're going to need that cash in your wallet.
Go to the ATM.
You go to the ATM. You'll have to. What if you want to buy? I have a man who wanted to purchase a refrigerator. He went to the store. He researched it. It was $850. When he got there, he was paying for cash. And he was able to negotiate and pay only $700.
Really? Because he was doing cash. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, though, how many times I have gotten the most nasty stares when I pay for something in cash. I'm in a supermarket line, and I give exact change. People are so annoyed that I'm spending the extra time to give exact change.
But that time is really valuable. Spending the extra time is going to make you more aware. There are all these studies about how does plastic influence you to spend more? It literally makes you less aware of how much you're spending. There was a study of grocery shoppers. The researchers sat outside a grocery store and said they interviewed everybody who came out, people who paid with a credit card and people who paid with cash or checks. The people who paid with a credit card had no idea how much they spent. You know what? The people who spent, who used a check or credit or cash, they knew exactly how much they spent.
All right. So you're listening to this conversation right now and you're thinking, okay, that's it. I should just go and cancel the credit cards.
Not a good idea.
Okay.
Here's the reason. This is what the point that you made earlier. Can you really live without a credit card? You can live without the debt and the high interest rate, but if you pay your balance off every month, it's going to really help you with your credit score. If you're applying for a loan or a mortgage, you want to keep that credit card, and you might want it as an emergency backup.
Now, let's leave people with that first step. If they really want to get rid of debt, what is the first step they should take?
First step, stop adding to your debt. Stop using your credit cards if that's the problem for you. And then next, figure out where your money is going. It's hard to control your spending if you have no idea where it's going. You can use sites like Mint.com or Quicken.com to get a quick sense of what you're doing. And then the last thing I would suggest, try using the cash.